can never catch you, my night. Surfing through waves like the internet. God is listening to test. I can never ever rest. I feel his heart, it's in my chest. I can't take another breath. I breathe this bitch like cigarettes. Just a look and I was dead. Please look into my eyes. I'm Miss Medusa. I might use ya, bruise ya.
Listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Dork, and you just heard the song Like Line by Prado off of the Prado Monroe EP. Dear listener, this song came out in like 2016, and I was obsessed with it. I played it on the radio all the time. I was so stoked. It was great. Cut to Prado becoming very famous. I would say the most famous artist I've ever met. And all of her stuff got taken offline because, like, I guess, like, monetization or whatever, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, have not been able to listen to this song for, like, 4 years. And guess what, dear listener? A new and improved version is on the Prado Monroe EP. Thank God. This EP came out last Friday, and I already have listened to it like 20 times. So very, very grateful to Prado for gracing us with this content. Teachable Moments is CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. You know what's hot outside, so that's cool. It was my birthday yesterday, June 21st. What's up? So today I want to talk about growth, aging, etc. Because it's cool. So the definition of the word cool is cool, activity, growth. So let's dig in. I have like I'm so stoked on this playlist today. I was talking to Jasper, the programming manager, earlier, and I was like, dude, my show's gonna be sick. And he was like, it better. But it will be. So buckle up, dear listener. It's gonna be good. So what is growth? I Googled it for you. You're welcome. So growth is the process of developing or maturing physically, mentally, or spiritually. I feel like it's something that, like, it's something that happens so naturally when you're young. Like, and this is like, it's like beyond like, oh, you're a child, so like, of course your body's getting bigger and like, I don't know, brain stuff. But also like, you mature, like, I feel like there is like an element of like growth as a synonym of maturity or maturation of maturing. And like every day as a child, you're like learning new ways of like being in relationship with people, in like how to be considerate, in like how to be, how to share, how to communicate. Like, you're maturing, you're learning lessons and maturing so quickly, you like can't even notice it. So I've been thinking about growth. I mean, like every time I have a birthday, I think about growth, and like I think about like how much I've grown and how much I've changed in the past year. I think a couple years ago is when I kind of like even recognized or felt like similar to the person I had been on my last birthday. So like, until that point, every year, like, and like, obviously it's a really different kind of maturing. Like, you're not like learning how to share, or like your brain isn't like literally growing like multiple sizes, right? Condensing. I don't know how brains work clearly. But like, my behavior was so different, and like my reaction to things was so different. And like, you're learning about like naivete, and you're learning about like, you're learning more about like other people versus like learning about yourself. Maybe that's the distinction. And like, once you kind of like hit a point, that's not to say that you stop growing, but like, you kind of, your idea of other people kind of is a little more solid, and like what your expectations are, I guess, are a little more defined. But then also your idea of like what you can do and like how you are being affected. Because I feel like there's such a big part of being young is like thinking you can do things, and like when that's really not the case. I'm like really thinking of like specifically like romantic relationships and stuff, and like thinking that like you can handle this because like you're so mature, or like it's like, it doesn't really, it's not actually bad for you or whatever. And then you kind of reflect on it a few years later and you're like, oh no, like that dynamic was not okay. And like, I was being harmed in that. So yeah, that's kind of like where I'm at right now. I've taken up a lot of time, so I'm going to move on, but, you're going to hear the song, Chiwache by Himwea. Oh gosh, I don't speak Spanish. So please bear with and forgive me. You are listening to it on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And you just heard the song Selfishy by Dimwit off of their most recent release, Self-Titled. Just before that was Touching My Stars by Redress off of their brand new release, Meadow Running. And then opened that set with Hemowa's Chuache. Ugh, I'm so sorry. I wish I spoke Spanish. Today's episode were cool activity growth. Just learning, just talking about growth stuff and stuff like that. So I did some light, very, very light Googling, and the word growth peaked in 1985 and has since been on the decline. What happened in 1985? The Live Aid concerts were happening. We were in the middle of the AIDS epidemic. Nixon and Gorbachev met for the first time. It was a big year. It also, I do kind of like years that happen in the middle of a decade, because that really is, where the definition of what that decade happens, or, what that decade is, happens. So, you have, if you look at, I guess, the 80s, the early 80s are kind of, there's a lot of 70s influence. Then you hit the middle of the decade where it's this is where everything's kind of clicking. And then towards the end of the decade, it's a little bit, it almost feels like a parody of the earlier decade or the earlier instances in the decade. But then as it's changing into what will eventually be the 90s, or the next decade, I guess. So I love that growth kind of peaked there. I'm kind of sad it's been in decline, but that's okay. Life will go on. I'm interested in growth because if you're not interested in growth, what, what are you doing? I think it's so important to to really understand and know that the version of yourself that you are now, and this isn't to say it's bad, but you should be growing, you should always be learning, and you should always be open to and accepting of learning opportunities and new ways of approaching a situation or new ways of allowing yourself to react differently. There are people in my life who it seems have a very active disdain for growth, and that is I have no time for that. I have no time and I have no patience for that. So we're gonna move on. This next song is a remix of an Isabella Love Story song, remixed by Flirty 800, off of her brand new remix mixtape. So this is Whiskey and Coca-Cola by Isabella Love Story, and you're listening to it on Teachable Moments, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. El DJ sigue excitándome, y vaya a ver el placer, vamos a ver el amanecer, y perdóname, si lo quiero más duro, baby sofócame, y dame de lo oscuro. Up all on your chain, baby, get closer to me. I want you to know all of me. Baby, get me wetter. Get to know me better. I think you know what I want, just you and me all alone. Baby, don't leave me. Without you, I'm empty. Nada no va a parar.
you do, fellow kids? Are you missing the excitement of a good local live punk show? Cheap beer, sweat, filthy washrooms, ringing ears, and mostly crowd surfing your pals? We'll pick up the new Ape War Needs 7-inch EP, Two Lil Shits, on Bandcamp at your fave local record shops or streaming in all the streamy places. You'll still miss all of that? But with a new bunch of tunes to put into your ear holes, check them out at ApeWar1 on Bandcamp.com or Needs Vancouver on Bandcamp.com. Hope to see y'all soon!
Are you energetic, mature, and committed to making a difference in the life of an Indigenous youth? Then you'd make a great mentor. Volunteer mentors at Vancouver's Urban Native Youth Association help youth recognize their many strengths and words towards future goals. To learn more about how you can become a mentor to a deserving young person, please visit unya.bc.ca/mentorship.
You just heard Recovery Girl featuring Diana Starshine and Pedal Supply with their single Physical Touch. I have been listening to this song on repeat because it's really freaking good. Sue me. Just before that was Nama Senda's Wanted Mamixlo remix, and then opened that set with Isabella Love Story's Whiskey and Coca-Cola Flirty 800 remix. A lot of remixes happening. I've been very interested in remixes recently because they really are like, and this is not a new thought at all, but like they're an evolution of a song, and I really like that artists release them. So it's not so like Isabella Love Story, for example. She released Mariposa, her most recent EP, and it's very, very good, and Whiskey and Coca-Cola is on that. But, like, Isabella Love Story also, as the artist, released this remix mixtape, which has all these other artists' renditions of or takes on the song that she already released. So, like, speaking of growth, hey, remixes. Today's National Tour, cool activity growth. Why? Because Teachable Moments is CHR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not, and growth is the coolest thing ever. If you are not interested in growth and changing, I hate to break it to you, you are not cool. That sucks. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to move right along. This next song is At First Sight by Aisia, by Mike, based out of New York or Brooklyn, off of his new album, Disco. Let me tell you, dear world, my birthday was on Friday. Nope, my birthday was on Monday, yesterday. And this album came out yesterday. And guess what? I love Mike so much. This was like Jesus being like, here, dork, you deserve this. And I was like, thanks. So this is Mike with a song At First Sight by Aisia. And you're listening to it on Teachable Moments, CATR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Playing this game so tired. imagine too much, putting me back, better feel my cup.
Listening to Teachable Moments, CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Exposure by Devourers off of his most recent release, Escape from Planet Devourers. Just before that was Give and Take by Magic Island out of Berlin off of her most recent release, So Wrong, and then opened that set with At First Sight by Isia by Mike off of his brand new album, Disco. Teachable Moments, CATR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. This week's definition of the word cool, activity, growth. I like this most recent kind of break, I guess, or maybe the one before that, I was talking about like some people's, I guess, like disdain for changing and growth and like accountability. And part of it is it kind of does have like self-help vibes. There's, I think, this idea that if you're interested in growth or you're talking about growth and accountability and taking responsibility and like learning in general, because growth is just applying lessons you're learning throughout your life, I guess. And to the point, but like so gradually and to the point that like you have changed or something about you has changed, which like for some reason has like become this like, ooh, like, hippie thing. Maybe that's just the people in my life, that's like their interpretation of growth, is something that's like I guess like new agey, which is hilarious. But as I'm saying it, I'm realizing like I hope most people don't have that outlook, but I think that's where a lot of that resistance, like the resistance to growth, it's able to like be fostered and able to manifest when it's seen as invalid or it's seen as, just like less, like not valuable. And growth is the most valuable thing in the entire world. So I'll leave you with that before we move on to the next set. This is TJ Felix's most recent release, the single I Listen for Giants, and you're listening to it on Teachable Moments, CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. the count of three, imagine yourself in your ideal place of relaxation. One, two, three.
You are listening to
Spit in your ear.
Oh,
see. And this is IT.
Red Cap Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Robbing me of my addiction, I feel love and betrayal.
prophecies will be living, cause harmony is replaced with atrocity. All these bitches I probably never visit. Far reaches from Kishin. Part of me starts to miss him. So part of me in these lyrics, the artistry that I'm given, ghosted up in the matrix. Almost like our ashes were busted up in this nation. Maybe visit Rwanda or Botswana instead, cause these motherfuckers really don't want me until it's dead. And these racist bitches up north, like God don't love me, okay? I walk around in this bitch, and in my mind I will say,
if they allow waiting, everything that didn't kill me sent me. I drift between, where my new destination, greater station, release me. I'm provination, not again. My team is a population. If they allow waiting, everything that didn't kill me sent me. I drift between, where my new destination, greater station, release me. I'm provination.
In the pain, many tears in the eyes. My sisters could die, no chance giving up trying. I see the bellowed witness, many swords in my ribcage. Just when I need them most, I get left ignored. It's ridiculous. I see nothing is justice. World is run by the wicked. Get a gun and you finish it. Everyone will be living. I see the smiles. Let them run through the grid and not thinking like shit. Only be good for a couple minutes. Should I burn a bastard at my open casket with the roses a scratch in the sky? I put the morning laughing undercover down, get exposed on my willing to die. I want my folks and family, no one understand. I got no hope for just being alive. I need to cross the bracket or some older mashing, or the bulls got me screaming inside. And if the devil calls me, you'll be in the story. I'll be blessed for glory in this penitentiary. And my menopause will be set before me. And my legs are broken and the spikes are busting on the bed. I'm moping with the head of horse. And I'm ready calling in the dead of swords. With a second bell and a set of cells. And the perfect hell and a sense of well.
Waiting, everything that didn't kill me sent me. I drift between, runaway new destination. Greater station, release me. Abomination, not again. My team is a population. Drag me to fiery streets. Everything that I can run away from. Houses are rotting teeth. A concrete and beneath my feet. Reminders of the lies. Digest the present.
We have reached the end of today's episode. You're listening to Teachable Moments. You're on 101.9 FM, etc. thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being on this radio station or like choosing this channel or whatever. If you're listening, because a lot of the time I really feel like people aren't, but who knows? Maybe you are. In which case, thank you. I appreciate you. I promise. So I'm going to close today's show. We're going to close with another Prado song off of the Prado Monroe EP. This is her new song, Louis T. Today's definition of the word cool today was cool activity growth. I think that I just wanted to say really, really quickly, like how proud I am of myself, because I am such a different person than who I have been. And I think that my growth for the most part has really been for the better. I also am proud of myself for the amount of growth I did by myself. But I also am really grateful to like my partner and the amount of growth and like different perspective of growth I've been able to have with him. So growth is cool. Growth is chill. Be proud of yourself. Be open to growth. I hope you have an excellent day. This is Louis T by Prado, and you're listening to it on Teachable Moments, CITR 101.9 FM.
Single out, huh? And I stay in the rain, living it for the pain.